The following episode may contain inappropriate material. Listener discretion is advised.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Banks, co-creator of Green Lantern Kyle Rayner, and you're listening to the PVD Cast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast. I am your humble host and your podcast purveyor, John Orlando, and welcome to episode number 305. I hope all is well with you, and I thank you for checking out this edition of the PVD Cast. And this edition is going to chronicle my trip to a brand new convention that happened just a couple of weeks ago here in Columbus, Ohio. And I'm referring to the Torg Gaming Expo. Now, this convention focused primarily on video games and video game enthusiasts, but there was a plenty of other great pop culture stuff there too. People selling toys, independent comic book creators, a little bit of cosplay as well. So there was plenty of things to see there, pop culture wise, and a little history, if you will. Torg was supposed to happen last year, early in 2020, but unfortunately, with the pandemic, it was rescheduled to, I believe, later in the fall, and then, obviously, it was postponed again, and it might have even been postponed a fourth time. I'm not even sure, but you know what? Kudos to the folks that put on Torg. It was a great, great convention. Superkick, which is a indoor soccer facility up in Lewis Center, Ohio, just a little bit north of Columbus. Great facility. It was spacious, great amenities. Overall, it was a world-class convention. Hopefully, if you keep your eyes out for when the next one will be, you will get there because I don't think you'll be disappointed. As I said, whether you're a video game enthusiast or not, there's plenty to see and plenty to do at Torg. And, you know, I spent some time, of course, with my favorite table mate, Brian Lau, as he came down from Michigan. I even got the opportunity to kind of go and visit with some old friends like Matt Fry, Jay Caligayan, Sean Forney, all great independent comic book creators in Ohio. Got to talk to the guys from the Canned Air podcast. I even got to make some new friends like Neil Mockerman and Rodney Fike, two very talented independent comic book creators that have some great and very interesting comics that we'll talk about. As a matter of fact, I kind of took all of the conversations that I had with all these great folks, pieced it all together into this fun episode, and I hope you enjoy it. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's get to some business before you hear about my experience at Torg. And that business is to remind you of the great sponsor of the PVD Cast, World's Greatest Comics. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. And if you need a comic book store to call your own, look no further. They've got it all. They've got from single issues to graphic novels to toys, comic book supplies, collectibles, posters, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues, a great friendly staff, a world-class pull system. They got it covered, man. So stop on over to the store or you could check them out online. WGComics.com is their website and they're even on Facebook at WG Comics. And let me just tell you, every week, Jeff previews what new books are going to hit the rack. So they do that through Facebook. You don't want to miss it. Once again, if you need a comic book store, go see the fine folks at World's Greatest Comics. All right, with that being said, I'm going to throw it to a quick break. And on the other side of the break, you're going to hear about my experience at the Torg Gaming Expo. Hey Brian.
Hey, how you doing?
Why are you moving back away from the microphone?
Because I got a high pitched voice, maybe. You know.
You don't have a high
tech. You got this high tech recorder, man.
I do. It's the Tascam, yo.
It picks up microscopic movements.
Sounds
atomic particles. You can hear
it. Well, you know what? Let's tell the folks what we're doing. What are we doing?
I am enjoying, what is this, Torg, the Game Expo, man?
That's right, the Torg Monopoly. Gaming Expo. No, there's no Monopoly. I'm just kidding. You keep trying to implement board games. That's actually next week in Columbus, by the way.
Is there a board game?
Yeah, there is, actually.
I love board games.
So there's that. Yeah, we're here at the Torg Gaming Expo, and we've been here, actually, truth be told, I'm going to peel back the curtain a little bit, folks. We've been here 3 hours, and this is the first break we've kind of had to sit around and be silly and record this because it's been pretty busy, man. A lot of people have been stopping by, checking out the stuff.
A lot of people to talk to.
Yeah. You know,
some people are really just into the games, but there's a good mixture of comics and games here. It's beautiful to look at. There's just so much stuff here. But looks great.
Yeah, we're here at Superkick, which is like a giant indoor soccer facility. They have soccer games. They also have different types of...
I think a soccer game broke out earlier. People started kicking stuff around.
Hey, as long as a soccer riot doesn't kick off, that's all that... See what I did there?
I went to a game convention and a soccer match picked up.
Yeah, there you go.
Isn't that like a famous quote?
Well, the famous quote is, I went to a hockey game and a boxing match broke out.
And people started fishing, ice fishing, right?
Hey, what do you know? Friend of the show, Jeremy Colley, stopping by the table.
Yo, yo, what's up, John Orlando?
Not much, man. We're just hanging out here at the Torg Gaming Expo.
Yeah, this is turning out to be quite the event, isn't it?
It is. It is. And you are one of the MCs. Your wonderful tones are coming across the loudspeakers.
Blessing or cursing the ears that are walking around.
You're doing the raffles, and I haven't won yet. What's up with it?
You're not lucky, Brian.
I am
lucky.
Look
at your shirt. You spilled paint all
Someone
over
spilled paint already? I am lucky. It's You're just not, bad luck.
It's bad luck that just bad follows luck. You everywhere. You guys having fun?
We're having a good time. Yeah, we are. We've hung out with a few friends. You know, Jay Caligayan's here. Adam Fields is here. You're here.
I still haven't said hi to Jay.
Oh,
yet.
You need to go over there and say hello to Jay.
I will.
Anyways, but no.
A hug.
Big hug.
A big hug.
It might scare him off.
Maybe. You don't know.
That's a fancy recorder you got there, John. I dig that.
You do? All right. So, folks, for those that don't know, Jeremy recommended the Tascam DR05X. And, well, damn it, he was right.
And inside jokes are always the funnest ones to explain to your audience.
Right.
The best jokes are the ones you have to explain. I always
That's the rule of thumb, I'm pretty sure.
No, it's
I
not.
Mean, it's not, people. Actually, that's the number one thing you're not supposed to do.
Yep, yep.
No inside jokes.
Jeremy made bad.
That's
Sorry.
Okay.
I'll pull my head out of my ass, though. For serious conversation, if you want to have any of that.
It's been a great time here. We've had a lot of people stop by, check things out. We've got some sales. All right.
Dude, this is a party, and afterwards we're going to enjoy. I'm glad to be in Ohio again. I lived here for a few years, and then I haven't seen you guys for a long time. You guys are like big time friends, man. It's nice to be here just for that alone.
It's honestly become one of the best parts of doing Ohio conventions, like the tri-state area, is the community that we've all built as a result. Because, you know, I was just telling someone earlier, you know, we've been doing Canned Air podcast going on 8 years now, and we've met so many people that we've never seen, never got to actually shake their hands with. So, you know, just walking up and down the aisles here, just seeing people that we know but have never met. It's so much fun.
You know what? And funny you mentioned that. That was the same thing that happened last night. Matt Fry, who was down the road here.
Yes,
it's fantastic.
Yes.
We talked via Zoom, and we was on the PVD cast in January of 2020. Yeah, and never got to meet face to face. We got that taken care of yesterday, so that was that was cool.
Are you selling these online soon?
Oh, wait a minute.
No, I'm not yet. I'm going
to... You have to explain to the listeners what you're talking about.
Well, that's why I'm
about.
Asking like, first, I mean, because I want to plug. Jeremy does these classic album covers.
You know what? God bless you, Brian.
They're so badass. I got two of them.
What he's talking about are I have a set of Marvel Legends album covers I've created. So I've taken Marvel Legends action figures and posed them in famous poses of some of the most memorable album covers. So Nirvana's Nevermind, I have... Namor floating in the water, and it says Namor, it's never kind.
You should have had his little peepee hanging down.
I thought about putting Namor dick in there, but I was like, man, I don't know if the world's ready for it.
Yeah, you know? Namor.
Maybe I'll let MCU
tackle
that
probably,
first.
You know?
MCU has that
got gills and shit.
That's the hashtag we need to start getting.
Get going, man. Hashtag Namor's dick.
I haven't sold any prints yet, no, but people are
unique.
Getting very, like, they're getting a lot of attention. Thanks to you for propping some shit up, because that definitely helped. But like you, people are also asking,
can we
get these online? And I'm thinking I'm just going to, like, do an Etsy page for them, where you can download or buy and download the print and get it printed somewhere.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't know. Is that a good idea, or should I do it different?
You could try it. Just figure out. Online sales is not always easy, too, but
a lot, like, this is the best of hands place. In the pot out there. A lot of people trying to get money on the internet.
But it's unique, dude. It's something that's cool. And if people are interested in, like, they love Marvel, they love classic album covers, man. Mm-hmm. This is, like, tying in two worlds of, like, fandom.
That Nirvana cover's got more attention than anything.
It's so good.
Well, today. It's been recently in the news.
Right.
You know, I mean... Idiot.
Yeah. Like, can you imagine the gall somebody
Yeah,
would
the
have
audacity that you
when
have.
When he was capitalizing on being on that cover as an infant, what, was it less than 10 years ago?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, collecting money and accolades, mm-hmm. and now... Mm-hmm.
And now all of a sudden he's offended and he's been victimized.
Somebody wants to get paid.
Word. All right, Jeremy, we're going to let you go. Folks,
we're gonna
be back here talking about what's going on at Torg, so just stick around. All right, folks, I am talking to Matt Fry. Matt, you were on the PVD cast, oh man, like a year or so ago, January of 2020.
It feels like forever ago.
Brother, you're not kidding. I mean, it feels like it's been forever since I've been to a con. This is con number two for me, back-to-back weeks. Is this your first con?
We did Gem City back in July, down in Dayton.
How was that?
It was a little low traffic. I think there was a lot of... Not a lot of people knew what was going to happen with COVID and everything.
Okay.
So it was a good socializing opportunity.
Well, that's good. That's part of the fun of coming to cons, man.
Oh, absolutely.
Socialization. Yeah, most definitely. All right, well, talk to us a little bit. You got some new projects. So tell us a little bit about a couple of the projects, if you will.
Yeah, so from the last episode, you guys know about the book about what I learned about depression and anxiety and my comic Blackheart. New to the table is Ultima Legacy. It's a near future kind of frontier in space situated comic. It's going to be an ongoing series, as is my very dark humor Murderlock comic.
Oh! All right, I got to ask, what's the inspiration for these two new books?
So Ultima is like an idea I had for a very long time, and it's going to parlay into a book I want to write. So I'm trying to use the multimedia approach.
Okay.
But it's a little inspiration for Firefly.
You know what? I was going to ask you that. When you're describing it, I'm like, that sounds like Firefly, which was a fantastic show.
Oh, yeah. Cut down in its prime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most definitely. It deserved many, many more seasons than what it got, man.
And Serenity hit me hard.
Yes. Yes. Very, very well done. I mean, man, we could go on and on about it, but... So tell us about your other project, too. I'm sorry, I forgot the name.
Murderlock.
Okay, Murderlock.
Obviously a spoof on the name Sherlock.
Okay.
He's not a good detective. And a lot of people are kind of, like, harmed by his complete, like, his incompetence.
Okay.
But he has a partner that tries to keep on the straight and narrow. Their name is Watts. They're specifically, like, a non-binary. I wanted to make sure to include that in there.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what's going on right now. Working on the beginnings and the animatics of an animated series I'm trying. It's going to be called Mr. Owl.
Okay.
So
is it going to be a little more, with a name like that, is it a little more kid-friendly or no?
No.
Oh.
I really should consider doing more kid-friendly stuff, but it's just not what interests me.
Oh no, I got you, man. I got you. I just, the name itself, I was like, oh, this sounds like this might be a cool kids cartoon, but okay, you know, hey,
you know what, one of these days
we don't judge here in the PVD cast. We don't judge.
Listen, if we get me a Kickstarter and I make enough money, I'll do whatever it takes.
Okay. All right, well, why don't you let folks know, you know what, I forgot to ask, how are things going here at the Torg Gaming Expo?
Selling some comics, I'm making my elevator pitches, some of my accessories are selling, so that's pretty good. I got keychains and stuff of my original character that got me started into comics. His name is Mr. Spaz.
Okay, and hence the name of your fantastic Spaztastic Studios.
Yeah, it's hard for me to keep it keep stationery in my projects.
Okay.
Animated, books, comics, whatever. So that's where I'm at. So things are moving here. I hope everything's moving for everybody else as well. It's been very packed.
Yes, it is. It's been very, very busy. So where can folks find you online?
So the best place to follow me is Instagram, at Spastastic Studios, all one word. At Spaz Comic on Twitter. Spaz-tastic.com is there, but is in construction.
Okay. Gotcha, Matt. Well, man, I'm going to let you get back to selling some books, so thanks for taking a few moments, man, to chat with me.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Hey, folks, I am standing right here next to the man behind Messed Comics, Jake Haligayan. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
So you're up here in Columbus.
I'm at Torg.
I love Torg. Torg Gaming Expo.
I didn't know what to expect, and there's AstroTurf under my feet, and I kind of like it.
You know what? Let's talk about that, because what the listeners probably don't know is that when you stand on cement floors
like
8 hours, you know, your feet hurt.
We just finished the Cincinnati Comic Expo last weekend, and it's concrete all day. You know, and you wear your comfortable shoes, but then, I don't know, just a nice break. You got some AstroTurf. I think some of my neighbors are barefoot. I mean, it's awesome.
You know, maybe you should get a foot massage when you get a table.
Oh, no. I think that should come with all tables is a foot massage. Or a back rub, or just maybe a hug. I think a hug would be just kind of nice. Just a nice, not any kind of sexual thing, just a hug.
Just a kind little hug.
Everybody needs that. Especially post-COVID. If we can say post-COVID, I don't even know. Not yet.
I was going to say, I think that's a stretch, Jay, but I'm going to let you go with that. That's okay. So, but it's been good, though. People have been stopping by. Sales have been good.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot of people. Well, a lot of creators made a lot of new content. They had an opportunity to do that, and we did. We got our third season, plus we have the Cabinet of Curiosities that came out last year, but has not been seen on the circuit. So here they are, and they're pretty popular. It's what we're doing is... the Mets team did a local story called Mermaids of the Ohio River, and then a bunch of other creators from Cincinnati did like different local legends and lore. So it's really cool.
What was the one you had? You had the mermaids.
Mermaids of the Ohio River.
Of the Ohio River. So supposedly there are mermaids that live in the Ohio
River.
There
was an article in the Cincinnati Inquirer that talked about it. It was hilarious. It was like, are you serious? This was in the newspaper. So I took that. I took that like two paragraph story. Kind of expounded on it. I included some of the regular the other Cincinnati history, including our involvement with the Underground Railroad, those kind of things, and I think it's a pretty cool story.
Cool. And that was you and Dylan?
That was the Team Supreme.
Team Supreme. Back. How's Dylan doing, by the way? He's not here.
He's doing good. He's not here today, but he did overtime at the expo. He was there. He did a lot of, we call it surprise sketches. So if you buy our trade, certain trades have just random drawings, surprise sketches.
I think I saw that online, actually.
That's
I'm pretty
right,
sure
that's
I saw
right.
the photos of that. That's
pretty
right, cool.
That's right.
That's pretty cool. So what's on tap? What's next?
We're headed up to Michigan. Motor City Comic Con is next. And then, but before that, we're doing CXC in Columbus.
Okay.
So we're back in Columbus next weekend.
So your car is going to be like on autopilot. It'll be like Knight Rider.
I know. I want that auto driving car so I can just nap. 10
you're
minutes.
Not supposed to do that.
Isn't that what cruise control is?
No, that's not what you're supposed to do.
I hit it. I can nap for 5 minutes.
Jay,
I'm still on the road,
Jay,
I think.
Jay, don't give people any ideas, okay? for God's sake, man. What are you doing? So is season 4 in the works?
Season 4 is in the works. We just did season 3. We have an amazing David Mack variant cover, which is gorgeous. And then I'm writing scripts, and Dylan's going to start working on it in January 2022.
And you know what? I overlooked something. There might be a brand new listener who has no idea what the project's about. Tell us about MEST.
MEST Comics is features Lilliput. She's a sewer worker, and she's kind of our tour guide to the weird, wet, wild world beneath our feet.
Yeah, so you heard him correct. Sewer worker... It's a great idea, one that hasn't been tackled ever, I think, in comics. And you guys do a great job with it.
These are the front line. These are the superheroes. You don't know.
Oh, the tales, the things he's seen.
I mean, how do you know what happens when you flush the toilet? You don't know.
Well, hey, as
you
long
just know
as
it's
it,
gone. Right,
as long as it's gone, I don't care.
Who takes care of that?
Well,
come on.
Okay. All right, Jay, where can folks find you online?
Mess Comics, M-E-S-S-E-D comics.com, or also free on Webtoons. First two seasons free on Webtoons.
There you go. Cool. Check it out, folks. And Jay, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to take a pause for a minute from talking to some of these very talented comic book creators to tell you about a great sponsor of the PVD cast, World's Greatest Comics. They are your one-stop shop for all of your comic book related needs. They've got single issues, collections, graphic novels, toys, collectibles, hundreds upon hundreds of back issues. They've got everything you need for your fandom. So if you're in the Central Ohio area, please stop by the store. They're located at 5974 Westerville Road in Westerville, Ohio. Or you can check them out online. WGComics.com is their website. And they're even on Facebook. Just search for at WG Comics. And if you interact with anybody from the store, please let them know that you heard about World's Greatest from yours truly right here on the PVD cast. All right, folks, I am here with Neil Mockerman. Neil, how you doing?
Pretty good.
How's the Tour Gaming Expo treating you?
It's been really busy, busier than some of the other shows I've been to this year. So,
is this your first show back from COVID?
No, I did Gem City Comic Con and then Cincinnati Comic Con last week. So, a few other small ones. I did one up in Madison not that long ago. So,
Cool. Well, let's talk about your two books. All right, let's talk about Cog and Flame real quick.
So Cog and Flame is your more sword sorcerer fantasy type comic. It's about an old gnome that's trying to help stop magic from being ended by a technology cult. And I've got three issues out of that right now. The fourth one is almost done. I might have the rest of the art in my inbox by the time I get home. So.
Okay, so you're the writer, correct?
Correct. And I've done some of the letterings.
I gotcha. Well, hey, as an independent guy, you gotta do it all. Gotta be able to do a little bit of everything, right?
Yep, definitely.
Gotcha. What about your other book? Let's talk a little bit about it and tell the folks at home all about it.
So the other series I've got right now is called Doomspeaker. It's about a young boy that can touch someone, tell how they're going to die, and he's getting mixed up with an old-timey traveling carnival. I just have the first one out right now on that.
Okay, I'm going to ask, what's the inspiration for that? Because with Doomspeaker, that seems very unusual, the old-timey carnival whatnot. So what was the inspiration?
I've always liked that kind of setting, the old carnivals. Always loved that carnival show that used to be on HBO, and was trying to make a comic set in that area, or time period rather, and just trying to focus on something a little bit different in it. So in the book, all the characters in the carnival have real powers and just kind of hiding in plain sight, you know, pretending that they're carny folk, but they're actually powered individuals.
Okay.
So,
do you plan on a certain number of books in the series, or is it? Do you just think you can go on and on and on, or do you know at this point?
Cog and Flame is a little more open ending. Doomspeaker, it'll probably be about 15 issues.
Okay.
So I've got three arcs planned, about 5 issues each.
Okay. Is Doomspeaker is number 2 on the way?
Kind of. It's started. We've run into some hiccups and pushed it back numerous times. So
yeah, I mean, in your opinion, is that the worst part about being an independent creator? Is that you have these bumps in the road and you got to figure out how to overcome them and pivot sometimes and whatnot? Would you say that's the worst part?
Yeah. And being the writer also usually ends up being kind of that project manager. So wrangling artist than that. Doomspeaker, the artist originally, he did all of it, the pencils, inks, colors, so that was nice. Cog and Flame, we've got the one guy, Ethan Brewerton's doing the pencils and inks, and then it goes over to the colorists and come back to me for the lettering. But before that, for the first two issues, it would go to the letter. So bouncing all over the place, which it's easier now with internet. So just sending it back and forth, but
Yeah, so. Yeah. I could hardly imagine what it was like to be in a bullpen in Marvel 1954. You know what I mean? Like, man, oh, man. So I'm going to put you on the spot here as one of my last questions. If you could do any particular character in the world of comic books, who would it be and why?
Oh, I've always really liked Nightcrawler as a character.
Oh, okay.
And that, again, ties right back into that circusy carnival type thing.
Okay.
You know, you can do a lot with that. But no, that's out of all the Marvel and DC stuff, I've always been drawn to Nightcrawler. And even in the old arcade game, that's when I would grab him.
So. Which I'm surprised that's not here at the
Gaming
Expo. But anyways, I digress. Neil, tell folks where they can find you online, social media, and all that jazz, please.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook at Neil Mockerman Comics. If you do Twitter, it's at the Turkey Monkey. And most other stuff is just Neil Mockerman Comics.
Cool. Well, folks, check out Neil's projects. Of course, Doom Speaker, Cog and Flame. Neil, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, I am here with Sean Forney. Sean, how you doing?
Doing pretty good, pretty good.
So how have things been here at the Torg Gaming Expo?
Pretty good, pretty good. It's been a good day. It's a little toasty in here.
I'm glad you finally said it, because everybody's thinking it. And everybody I interviewed has not had the spine to say it. So thank you, Sean, for saying it.
Oh,
it is a little warm in here, man.
Yeah.
It is. Well, tell us a little bit about Scarlet Huntress, your project that you're most probably known for. So tell us a little bit about it.
So it's a create-your-own book that my wife and I do. We've been doing it since 2003. It's a modern-day descendant of Little Red Riding Hood, who hunts werewolves and other cryptid creatures in and around Columbus area. We just did, back sometime last year, we launched and successfully funded Scarlet's Field Guide to Cryptids and Other Creatures, which is an ancillary book to the series. It's an 84-page book of her personal journal of all the creatures she comes across in all of her travels. And we are currently working on doing the next issue to launch, hopefully early next year on Kickstarter. It'll be the fifth issue and kind of finish out the story arc of what we've been building to since we started this thing way back when. So yeah, we're trucking along with it. We've been making notes over the last few days of like some stuff we want to make sure we include and all the different incentives we want to work into the Kickstarter and all that stuff. So we're trying to get all that stuff gathered up, do a bunch of research, put it all together, hoping for like maybe, I don't know, March or April to launch the thing and get it out there to everybody.
Have you used Kickstarter before to fund some of your projects?
Yes. We did Scarlet Huntress Tales Through Time back in 2013. That was our first Kickstarter. We did Scarlet Huntress Adventures back, I think that was a 2018, 2019 into 2020 is when we did the field guide. And we've also, we did a art book that I did a few years back. So this is our, I think this will be our fifth Kickstarter coming up, maybe our sixth. I can't keep it straight anymore. And we've also been helping out a bunch of friends of ours that have been running Kickstarters where we've kind of dove in and helped out. Our neighbors over here, Rodney and Tina at Hasm, we've helped them on their last couple, where I've contributed cover art or story art, as well as helping do the nuts and bolts of the Kickstarter itself. So we've used it quite a bit and gotten all sorts of experience with it.
And it sounds like that experience for you has been maybe not easy at the first, but you got a hang of it now.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of creators, from doing the PVD cast as long as I have, a lot of creators, there's two camps. You love Kickstarter, you hate it. There's no middle ground.
True. Our first one was definitely an uphill battle, and we worked out the kinks before we did the next one, at least some of them. We still found more kinks we needed to work out. But our last two have been really successful. We found kind of our sweet spot, if you will, of what we got to do to appease people that are following us and like what we're doing, to just give them plenty of options of what they can go after. And kind of at the same time feed our like creative outlet, as well as feed their intake of what they want to see. It's kind of going hand in hand, and we're able to appease, you know, both parts of that, which is really nice, because as a creator, you don't always get to do that. You might be doing something just for yourself and it doesn't appeal to everybody, or you're trying to appeal to somebody and maybe it's not always for you.
Right.
Thankfully we found a nice mix where we mesh, we get together, and it's like what we're putting out, people are they're receptive to it and they're taking it in. And so it's been a great experience to do that through Kickstarter and reach a much wider audience than we could through just traveling to conventions or you know, trying to do it all online with, you know, social media and stuff. This is, you know, yet another outlet that we've been able to reach a lot of great folks that have supported everything we've been doing.
Gotcha. What's next on tap for you and your company here?
So, like I said, we're going to do the next issue of Scarlet Huntress. It'll be the fifth issue. We're doing that. We've got our friends over here at Hasm. I did a cover for their book, Roadkill Rampage 2, that's coming out. They're going to launch their Kickstarter in October. So I've got some art appearing there. And I just recently have finished up a couple of different projects. I did the brand new All Out Pooh book from Counterpoint Comics. I did all the interior artwork with an ink assist by Rodney Fike. And then Rodney and I tag teamed and we did a book called Power Ninja Tunes, where he wrote it, I drew it, he inked it, I colored it, got the whole thing put together. And it's a fun little parody of Looney Tunes, Power Rangers, and Ninja Turtles all rolled into one.
What a mismatch that is. Yeah, I like it.
So yeah, we've had all that stuff very recently, and then upcoming, you know, trying to gear up to plan for next year with what we're going to do with the new book coming, and going to try to get back into the swing of doing, you know, some more conventions and stuff next year. Mm-hmm. Yet left for this year, we've got Baltimore in October, Baltimore Comic Con, and C2E2 in December. So we're getting set and ready to go for those, and you know, see where everything else takes us.
You got it. Where can folks find you on the internet, on social media, and all that jazz?
All my social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Twitch, all of it is at Sean Forney Art. And my website is just seanforney.com. So it's SEANFORNEY.com, or add art to that, and you'll get all my social media.
There you go. Sean, thanks a lot, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Thanks. Folks, I am sitting down here at the Torg Gaming Expo with Mr. Rodney Fike. How you doing, Rodney?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I can't complain.
Great.
Can't complain. How has the show been for you?
It's actually been really good. We're very happy.
Okay.
Very crowded, very busy floor, engaging folks. So it's awesome. We're very happy.
Is this your first con in a while?
It's actually our third weekend in a row.
Okay.
We did Lexington 2 weeks ago, Cincinnati Comic Expo last weekend, and we're here this week.
You know what? I want to go to Lexington. I've heard nothing but rave reviews about that comic book convention.
It's a good show. It is very. There are a lot of, if you're into cosplay and celebrities and stuff like that, it's a great show for hunt for toys and stuff like that, and it's a lot of fun. It's 4 days of just total mayhem.
And it's at the Rupp Arena, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The brand right, new convention center.
Yeah, right there, University of Kentucky.
Yep.
Folks are basketball fans. There you go. Know, I don't know if Kentucky has anything else at the university. All I know is basketball.
Well, some would say there's Louisville Cardinals, but you know.
Oh, excuse
depends
me.
On who you ask.
Excuse me.
Or Louisville.
Listeners, I think I've made a faux pas. I'm sorry, Rodney.
No, my bad. I'm from Cincinnati, so I like the Bearcats.
Well, let's talk about a couple of your projects here. Okay. All right. You want to start with Pitter Patter?
Yeah. Pitter Patter is our fun little goofy book with cats, our two cat buddy, house cats, I'm trying to say, buddy and dude. And it's just the tales of their adventures in the house, and the origin of it is my studio was in the basement of the house.
Okay.
And I used to be allergic to cats, so I wouldn't let any of the cats upstairs. So all during the day I would hear the pitter patter of them running around and playing upstairs, and that was kind of the genesis of the book.
Okay.
So a lot of the adventures and stuff are from actual real life events.
What's the craziest thing one of them has done? If you don't mind me asking, I don't want to spoil a story or an episode of your book, but
I don't know how crazy it is, but I grew up always hearing that cats are afraid of water. So we got a cat. His name is Sherman, and he's my best buddy in the world. And he hops up in the sink in the bathroom, and he puts his head under. I turn on, so there's a real little thin drizzle of water. And he'll stick his head under it, and he'll move it back and forth so it massages back behind his ears. And then he'll get his hands wet, and then he'll... And I was just mesmerized because, to me, cats were always terrified of water.
That's what I've always been told, too.
Yeah, so I stood there. The first time it happened, I stood there for probably 10 minutes and watched him do it in utter amazement. Now, I'm sure this is probably old hat for a lot of cat owners, but for me, it was, you know, like finding gold. But, yeah, I mean, it's just... the stupid stuff, like hiding under the bed with their tail sticking out and they're thinking you can't see them because you know, just typical cat stuff.
Gotcha. You know. So that's a more kid-friendly book?
Right now? in issue three, I'm going to say that we are going to cross the line.
Uh-oh.
And there's significance in that line.
Uh-oh.
Crossing the line.
Okay.
Keyword there being line. So,
okay.
And it's not that we're going to go vulgar or anything like that, but we're going to make it more adult-oriented.
Okay.
Because we spent 7 years doing peanut pudding and jelly, which is strictly all, you know, kids.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I got to be known as the kid comic creator. And I have so much more to offer than that. So
okay.
Kind of wanted to get away with it, away from that. So we did Pitter Patter just kind of happened on accident. It wasn't planned. And then we've also got Roadkill Rampage, which is our first venture into horror and is adult.
Well, let's talk about it, okay? So what's the basic premise?
The basic premise is it is a coming-of-age story for a young girl. Through everything that happens from it's a four-issue series. We're going to launch the Kickstarter for issue two October 20th. The artwork and everything is completely done. I just finished the script for issue three. So Sean Langley will be starting the artwork on issue three here probably in the next 4 to 6 weeks. So two's done. We're launching a Kickstarter on October 20th. And it is a study in a girl becoming a woman through all of the trials and tribulations that girls have to deal with that guys take for granted.
Are you a horror fan in general? Or
I am.
You are? Okay.
I am, yes.
All right. What's your favorite horror movie?
Halloween. The original Halloween.
No, that's a solid one.
Yes.
I got to say, that's probably my number one.
Yeah.
Jaws a close second, which some people claim Jaws is not really a horror film.
It's a horror film.
But I consider it to be a horror film. Yeah, if it makes you scared to go in the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
In the most illogical way possible.
It made me scared to go to the toilet. We can edit that in post, right?
We could, or I just might leave it in. I don't know. Anyways, so what else do you have on the horizon? What other projects?
Well, we're going to be doing... we just finished the Kickstarter for Pitter Patter 1 and 2. So I'm working on the script. Well, I haven't really started working on it, but after I get the script completely finalized for Roadkill Rampage 3, I'm hopping on the script for Pitter Patter Issue 3.
Okay.
And then... beyond that, I don't know. The crystal ball is still a little fuzzy. There are things in my head that I want to do, but we have to wrap up certain things before we can move on to other things.
You know what? And that's a common statement that many independent creators make. I mean, you know, that, hey, we've got to get this out of the way before we start tackling something else.
And spread our forces too thin.
Right, exactly. That's the danger, I think, that you have in indie comics, no matter if you have multiple books or if you're somebody that does multiple different things on that book.
Right.
So,
yeah, because I on Pitter Patter, I do it all, except for the lettering. Roadkill Rampage, I'm writing it. Amon Hill did the artwork in issue one, and Sean Langley's the new artist for issue two and further on. The future projects... we don't know yet.
Okay. Where can folks find you on the internet, social media, and all that jazz, Rodney?
They can find us at hazzum.com. That's hazzum.com. All of the books are available there at the store. You can find me at Rodney Fike Art on Facebook and Twitch.
Twitch?
Yeah. And then Instagram at Rodney_Fike. It's FYKE.
Okay.
There we are.
There you go. Rodney, thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate
Alrighty.
It.
All righty.
Have a great
night. Thanks. Hi, Brian. It's the end of the show.
You don't say.
I don't say. I do say, actually. What am I saying?
It's the end of the show as we know it.
Oh.
I feel fine.
A little REM action there for you. So how was Tor Gaming Expo for you, man?
Most excellent, man. My first year, and it's a nice venue.
It is.
And I met a lot of nice people.
Yeah. And you sold a few books?
I sold books and posters and frames and signed a few backsides.
Yeah, backsides. You mean of comics.
I wasn't supposed to say
not,
that.
Yeah.
The
not
backs of comics?
The backs of comics.
Wink, wink. Anyways,
wink, wink.
No, met a lot of great people, man, so it was good.
In full disclosure, Brian has not signed anyone's ass. We're just throwing that out there. We don't want anybody to be alarmed by his statements. Anyways.
That costs a lot more than my books. Gotta find a big spenders for that kind of stuff. Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to throw it to a quick break, and on the other side of the break, I'll be back to wrap up the episode. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You heard all the highlights and hijinks from my trip to the Torg Gaming Expo. Once again, I want to say thanks to the folks behind Torg. They did a heck of a great job. And you know what? Can't wait for next year. And definitely you want to keep your eyes and ears open for when announcements start rolling out for Torg. You can find them over on Facebook. Just type in Torg Gaming Expo and it'll pop up. And like I said, it's a fun convention. You definitely want to check it out when the next one rolls around. Well, maybe you have a question or concern about this episode or any episode of the PVDcast for that matter, and you want to get in touch with me. Well, there's a couple different ways you can do that. First, you can shoot me an email if you like. johnorlando@pvdcast.com is my email address. You can also leave me a message over on the Facebook and Instagram feeds. Just look for @PVDcast. And you can even find me on Twitter. My personal Twitter handle is @PVDMVP. And of course, you can find this podcast a variety of different places. Obviously, pvdcast.com, the online home of yours truly, is the easiest place to go, but it's also available through all of those major podcasting outlets. Just go to their search bar, put in PVDcast. Sometimes you have to put John Orlando after it, and you should find it. And I cannot stress this enough. Please, please, please rate and review if you listen to an episode. It helps me out so much. It helps me out with these other podcasting outlets. They want the data. Please, if you can, just take a few minutes to just, you know, give a rating, write a quick review, like one or two words, nice podcast, whatever. Just please do it because it helps me out so much. And of course, don't forget to subscribe. That means you never miss an episode of the PVD cast. And if you want an even easier way to check out the PVD cast, all you have to do is go over to the PVDcast Facebook page. Once again, that's @PVDcast. On Monday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can hear a live broadcast of this week's episode. It's a great amount of fun because I'm there and I'm answering questions in the comments and interacting with you, and I really do enjoy that. So definitely check it out. Once again, that's 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over at the Facebook page of the PVDcast. And again, that's every Monday night. All right, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to get on out of here. I thank you for checking out the episode. And with that, I will chat at each and every one of you later. Stay righteous, stay independent, stay safe and healthy. Production of John Orlando Enterprises, LLC, copyright 2021.